Everybody, we're over here at the Windows Home Server Group, and I'm talking to Fabian. And tell me a little bit about yourself. Where do you come from? How long have you been at Microsoft?
Hi, my name is Fabian. I'm working for Microsoft about 3 years now, not 3.5 years, 3 years in Germany as a student partner. I was part of the student partners program in Germany. I was a senior student partner, had a local team, and we did junior evangelism basically for students at universities. So I'm pretty familiar with Channel 8, Channel 9, so that's And I'm now here for about 5 months, 6 months in the home server team. I did an internship here before, so I knew what I'm kind of up to when I come over here, when I moved over here. So, and now I'm a program manager for the SDK, for everything that goes to the client from home server, so client deployment. And I'm also owning the add-ins tab. So, you know, home server is extensible through via add-ins. So the add-ins tab on the dashboard, kind of my baby now.
So we're here today to talk about the Windows Home Server SDK. Mm-hmm. And we had one before, but this is a new one.
Right.
And what's new in this version?
So when we compare that, the new SDK to the old SDK we had in V1, that was basically you had to go and copy all of the assemblies you need to have. You had to go manually to the server and do that. So the SDK really was just a description of how to do things rather than helping you to do these things. So, and all the overall amount of information was, as at least what we delivered from a Microsoft side, was kind of limited. So our great enthusiast developer audience got into that gap and filled it with blogs and very helpful content. So we want to keep that way, but we also want to move to an SDK that also gives more guidance, gives you more help, so that we actually deliver you a better experience when working with the SDK, especially because the SDK now has vastly grown. So we now have a much bigger amount of extensible areas.
So do we have an idea of how many people are using our SDK?
Right now, we can track the beta downloads. So if we can go, everybody who wants to participate in the SDK and in home server and the beta can go to Microsoft Connect and look at the home server offering there. It's free. Everybody can just go and download the home server bits and can download the SDK from there. And we have around 1,400 people using the SDK right now, or at least downloading the SDK. So that is many more people than we anticipated working with the SDK in such an early phase of the cycle. So,
do we know how many applications have been developed for Windows Home Server, or at least in the ballpark?
Right now, we are also, I don't really have good numbers for that.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of, everybody's currently developing, using it. We get feedback via Connect, so we try to help them to get these things done, because of course we want them to build the add-ins and have them ready when we ship the product at one day. So we're in the process of having that, and that's why I'm not having really accurate numbers there. But there are kind of a lot of V1 admins or add-in developers try to port their add-in to V2, and this is actually, it's for many, it's not a big impact. It's not a big change for them.
Yeah.
But you have to recode. So this is always like you have to do work. And that's why we kind of want to make it as easy as possible to use the new SDK to get that work done.
What are the applications that stand out that have been developed for Windows Home Server? What are the ones that are most popular or that, you know, you guys talk about on the team here?
For being a European, it's always about energy consumption.
Yeah.
It's about being energy conscious. And so when I came to the team, we started talking about the green wave. Everybody's riding on the green wave right now. Everything has to be green in some sort of way. So Home Server used to be green in the V1 version before that started already. So we had a low energy consumption server, and there are some pretty good add-ins that actually help you schedule when your server is up and when your server is down.
Yeah.
There are some pretty good add-ins that help you to see the overall health of your server, even if you're not at home. And there are some very good examples of add-ins that we like to see again in Home Server version 2.
Yeah.
but it would be a kind of biased if I pick out now few of them. But there are many, many great add-ins out there. And with some of them, these developers, they already got back to us via Connect and tried to get help from us and how do they accomplish their specific goals. So if there is someone out there who really wants to do their work and change their V1 add-in to V2, I highly encourage them to just come over here and go to Connect and download the bits and ask us via Connect. That would be the best way to get directly engaged with us.
For someone who's been a developer on like the Windows client, what's the paradigm shift with Home Server that they should get their head around? What are the things that make it different that they should consider?
If you work for a client, you always have a headed environment. You always have a monitor, a keyboard. People are directly in interaction with your application. And since Home Server is based on Windows Server 2008 R2, so we use the same code base, and we also provide another layer above of that. So we really weave into all the essentials that you can use with Windows Server 2008 R2. So you can even use their SDK if you have something that's specific to a server that's not specific to Home Server, for instance. And at that point, you can use their SDK to actually target the server components. And on the higher level, on the what is Home Server all about, you use the Home Server SDK. And the specific paradigm shift is that you have to look at it as you are an enthusiast or a person that is not so much familiar with having a server at home.
Yeah.
So people who are really, they want to use it, but they are not experts.
Yeah.
So you have to feel their pain. You have to not assume that they are IT pros.
Mm-hmm.
You have to feel that they are normal users like mom and dad who really wants to use that kind of service we provide or the services we provide with the Home Server, but are not too tech savvy.
Yeah.
So it's always, that is the, if you get your head around this direction that you're targeting normal everyday persons with that, then you made the first big leap forward to having a great add-in.
Sure.
And the second one is that we have a set of extensible areas, and you should pick the right ones. So there's, for instance, in the last webcast with Jonas, you talked about all these areas we have.
Yeah.
And for instance, the dashboard, of course, is extensible, which used to be called a console in V1.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the Launchpad, a new concept that basically provides you with all the common tasks and links we have in Home Server available for everybody. So we made it more convenient to actually get these tasks to persons and or make them accessible. And you can extend the dashboard. You can extend the Launchpad to get your tasks in there as well. You can also extend the remote web access website, which basically gives you the anywhere, anytime access from all over the world to your home server. So you can create a gadget for this website. You can have your own add-in talking to your long-running service on the home server and just doing tasks from right there. And there are many extensibility areas which you should consider and pick the right one that you deem useful for the user, for the end user.
So someone downloads the SDK, they get started with it. If they want to ramp up their knowledge of it, if they want to, what resources and tools are available to help people learn about the SDK and how it works, what they can do with it?
That's a great question. Our SDK consists of a number of ingredients. So we have, of course, there's an API reference that you can go in and check which APIs do we provide to actually get into contact with our already built-in services so that you can question them, that you can get information for them that you might need for your add-in. Then there is a big section that is called how-to, our how-to section, that helps you walk through all the extensibility areas we currently have and gives you best practices, gives you code snippets, and how you can, it walks you through creating your own add-in for that specific area. So you can take that knowledge and hopefully use it to create your own add-in. Another big chunk of that is that we thought about, I told you that we thought about helping the enthusiast community audience to actually provide more help to developers. And it might not be as important for professional developers as it is for the everyday home developer that made Home Server V1 great. So we really want to help the community at that point. And so we are going to create an application that basically helps you to pick the tasks that you want to do with your add-in. So you define the extensibility areas, you define what you want to do, and we create a work plan for you. Basically, we create an ordered list of how you in what order should you approach your task. And for each of these items, we provide you with resources to actually accomplish your task. So you will be able to find the special how-to section for that. You will be able to find the API reference for it. You will be able to find the sample and templates for it. So there's just another thing. We're going to provide samples and templates. So there will be a Visual Studio solution for every major extensibility area we have that you can just use and learn from it. And we're also going to provide templates that you can use that set up your Visual Studio dev environment in a way that you can go and start coding at the right places. Mm-hmm. So these samples and templates, they align to each other, and the samples actually use the templates already to create the sample. So,
all right, so the SDK right now is .NET 3.5, is
right.
that correct?
Right.
And what are the future plans for that?
Currently, we're using .NET 3.5 in our product, as well as in the SDK, of course. Since the preview we did, the public announcement of Home Server V2, was in a pretty early state of the product, we are changing now from .NET 3.5 to .NET 4.0, which is a big shift for many developers. But we also think that a lot of developers could actually make use of some of the .NET 4.0 features. Mm-hmm. So that's why we do not want to limit ourselves, as well as the community, the development community, to using .NET 3.5. So
sure.
We are changing to 4.0.
And so if someone wants to get started, where do they go to get the SDK?
Connect would be Microsoft. So I'm pretty much sure you can put in a nice line here.
Yeah. we'll go to
so,
Microsoft.
Yeah, Microsoft Connect would be the right place to go there. Download the Visual Studio, download Visual Studio Express, download the bits from Connect that are the server bits as well as the SDK bits.
Great. And how long have you been speaking English?
About 6 months now.
It's pretty amazing.
Thank you.
You do quite well.
Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for having us here today.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me too.